You got what you wanted, you son of a bitch.
Look at it. Look how awesome it is outside.
Yeah.
We can see most of Burbank from up here on this beautiful 8th floor studio windows. And it's just, there's nothing but it. Fog and rain. And
it's depressing.
Woo, it's wonderful. Just like it should be.
That's what I mean, wonderful, like it should be.
Yeah, there you go. You'll come to the dark side eventually.
I don't love it. But I'll take it for a couple days.
I guess you're going to have it till Sunday or something.
Yeah.
It's supposed to get even worse. What is it, winter or something?
Right? I've had enough of the rain. That's my point.
There's been a lot of rain, of late. But
With this storm.
You're already done.
I'm over it.
The little bit of mist you had on your drive in today, more than enough.
Let's move on. All right, let's talk about the show today, shall we?
All righty.
We have tickets for Puddle of Mud.
Yes, we do. We're going to be doing one of our little shows. You and Marcy are going to be chatting with them.
That's correct,
and whilst they play some music. And you can get into that show either by winning tickets sometime between 3 and 4 and then 5 and 6 today here on KLOS. Or go to KLOS.com, and there's a place for you to get on the standby boarding list there.
We also have tickets for the LA Kings versus the Nashville Predators.
Nice. That'll be after 5.
That game is tomorrow night.
Very cool.
What do you remember from the Northridge earthquake?
30 years ago today. I was just talking about this picture that was on Balboa up in Granada Hills, completely flooded, tons of water, and yet also on fire. There's that picture. And you drove past that morning.
And it was one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Because usually you don't see a flood of water on a city street and huge fire.
With fire behind it. Yeah, that's crazy.
That was crazy. I can't believe that was 30 years ago this morning. Will do.
Yeah.
30 years. We should talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour.
Snakes on a plane.
Excuse me?
Another story.
I'm tired of these gosh darn snakes on a gosh darn plane.
New story.
Oh, really?
It's new.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Who's naked now?
Who's naked now?
And people might be completely crazy.
I'm starting to think that.
Not just dumb, but crazy.
Really?
That's coming up next on 95.5 KLOS. This is a sentence I've never said before. Man accused of digging up neighbor's yard.
Man accused of digging up, like, his entire yard?
His front yard.
You remember Breaking Bad? The guy on meth was out front digging in the yard.
Yes.
Was he on meth? Was that the deal?
This is a man in the state of...
Florida!
Connecticut.
Damn it. He needs to move to Florida.
62-year-old Mark Uderstead was arrested for digging up his neighbor's yard because he believed he owned the neighborhood.
I own all of this neighborhood.
This is all mine, everything that I see.
As far as my eye can see.
Neighbors complained to police that he dug up their yard and claimed they were pirates.
Wow.
So does
Ahoy, matey! What are you doing on my lawn?
Right. Does he think there's buried treasure?
Look at you figuring it out.
I mean, it's
in
possible.
His brain. They're pirates, they've hidden treasure. I shall find it. It's all mine.
But they don't hide it in the front yard. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, you always put it in the backyard underneath the doghouse.
The police said that they received a call from a concerned citizen around 10:15 a.m.
Good evening, I'm concerned.
On Saturday, the caller reported that her neighbor dug up her front yard and refused to leave.
Oh, man.
The husband walked out and confronted him about being on his property and digging up his front yard.
Now, you know what's more fun than confronting someone on a Saturday morning with a shovel?
Yeah.
Not much. Hey, you pirate, get back in your house.
Uderstead began to yell and scream obscenities directed at the husband and the young children, which for some reason he brought out with him.
Kids, well,
I don't understand that.
That's not very wise. It's a bad dad.
But they're pirate children, so they probably were fine. He then swung his shovel in the direction of the husband.
There you go.
In a threatening manner. He was charged with risk of injury, second-degree threatening, fourth-degree criminal mischief, breach of peace, and simple trespass.
And being a psycho!
And being a psychotic human being that thinks other people are pirates.
Who's naked now?
Why do we have so many of these?
Who's naked now?
I don't know. People just cannot leave their clothing on.
Man pleasures self, then leaves from a come-and-go store. That's the name of the store.
Oh, my God, dude.
KUMGO. According to cops, victims called 911 to report that an unknown male had said sexual things to them and then masturbated in front of them.
Well, now he's known. He's known really well. They know everything about him. Not very impressive, buddy.
It is a convenience store in Iowa City. It seems like maybe this is the wrong time of year to be doing that. In Iowa City?
Well, it's nice and warm in the store, I suppose.
Well, that could be, yeah.
I want to know where he was in the store, too, by the way. Was he near the condiments section?
Unfortunately, he seemed to be following a few people around.
Oh, I see. I see. That's nice.
Yes.
Well, you're hot. You know what?
He did get away, but they had surveillance video. So the cops went, looked at the surveillance video, saw who they thought it was.
And they saw, was he really naked? There's not much there.
Kelly, can't see. Apparently he was wearing some clothes before he got nude.
Sure.
That looked a lot like the security camera.
It looked like the security camera?
Yeah, there was security footage of him arriving.
Okay.
And he had clothing on at that point.
Yeah, okay.
So he confirmed that he had clothing that matched the video, but he said, that's not me.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So they got him. They found him.
Yes.
And they said, hey, here you are going into the store with clothes on.
And he said, that's not me. That's not me.
Now, that guy masturbating in the store, that is me. But that guy going in, I don't know who the hell that is.
The police got a search warrant. They went through his apartment, resulted in a seizure of garments that, quote, matched surveillance garments and traffic camera video from the incident. Additionally, there was a photo lineup, and he was picked out by several different witnesses.
Now, how long do you go to jail for something like that, one wonders? Is it worth the, you know, if you can't do the time, et cetera, then, you know.
I don't know, but it does say that his rap sheet includes convictions for felony theft, narcotics possession, driving without a license, and marijuana possession.
So now he's taking on entertainment. He's just moving into a new field.
He says, no. Wait, what did you think? What?
I was good.
You thought I was, what?
I might have gone in there and stolen stuff. I might have robbed the place, but that, my
he
goodness.
Said, no. I was scratching my genitals. Today, about 10 a.m., mm-hmm. my new wife mm-hmm. came out of the restroom and said, snakes on a plane.
Oh, no, that's not what you want to hear. That's the last thing in the world you want
to
hear.
I was excited to hear it because of the story, not that I'm on the plane with the snake.
Did you think for a second she was saying there were snakes in your turlet?
Oh, okay. No. Just a snake on a plane.
On a plane.
Yeah, she just knew that was gold. A live reptile discovered in overhead cabin on a Bangkok flight.
Oh.
An Air Asia flight from Bangkok to Phuket. You have to be careful with that
mm-hmm.
one. On January 13, took a terrifying turn after passengers spotted the snake on board. It was right up above.
Like where you put your luggage, yeah, where people try and cram giant wheel things in there. Yeah.
Chaos erupted.
Of course.
There was one of the flight attendants was trying to get the snake, which was really pretty small in circumference.
So sometimes those are deadly. The thin ones.
I'm guessing this one wasn't because he was trying to get it to go into a water bottle.
Hey, go on in there. You'll like it in there. Water bottle.
What are the chances you're going to make this successfully?
I don't think I want to go in there, buddy.
So he doesn't. So then the guy had to go get a big plastic bag and hit it with the water bottle to get it in. And everybody was like,
oh, man.
Moving all over the place. This is the second reported incident of a snake found on board an Air Asia plane.
Let me guess they actually come up through the bottom. That's my guess.
I'm not.
Ladies and gentlemen, to your left, you might see whatever's in Bangkok, crazy stuff like that, and a snake on the plane.
And a spotted python. We're sorry about that. That plane had to be rerouted because of an incident, but they said it happens.
Yeah.
It happens from time to time.
Yeah.
And I'd just like to say,
enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane! Everybody strap in! About to open some windows.
Hey, that's not what he said. He said something else before a window. Pull my finger. Pull it.
What?
I died in your watch. Pull my finger. I'm dead.
This is the 30th anniversary of the 1994 Northridge earthquake.
That was a horrible, 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 horrible morning. What were you doing? You were on your way to work, I would imagine.
I was getting up to go to work.
You're a morning show guy.
Yep. And I had to drive by my daughter and make sure she was safe. She was in the front yard in a tent at a friend's house.
Wow, she'd already run outside and like, I'm living out here from now on.
Yep.
Wow.
So I drove into work and I saw to my left water coming down the street because a water main had broken.
This is on Balboa.
Yes.
Up in Granada Hills.
And fire shooting up into the air behind it, which was so...
Makes no sense.
It was so unbelievable. I couldn't get my head around it.
Those are two items that do not go together.
Ever.
Yeah.
It looked like the water was coming from the fire, which makes no sense at all, but that's what it looked like.
I guess a gas main and a water main had both broken.
Yeah, exactly. So
you said it looked like the end of the world.
It did, yeah. It looked like the end of the world.
I was actually...
That's before you find out that it was a 6.7.
How bad it was.
And you find out the apartment complex that collapsed and all the devastation.
I mean, now you're hearing about these 7.0s and stuff around the world. That was a 6.7. Yep. I was literally climbing into bed. I was not sober.
I was just getting into bed.
What time was it? It was like
4:35.
4:35. That was about my usual bedtime back then.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is bad. And everything in my front room came crashing down. People were screaming in the other apartments. And, you know, from then on, I was on like a third floor of an apartment building. From then on, you could take a ball and put it in one corner of the hallway and it would roll on its own to the other
really?
Side.
Really? Yeah. It was tilted that much?
That much from then on.
I also remember going into a Ralph's and it was empty.
Oh, that's weird.
Empty.
Right.
Like everybody had come and gotten stuff because
already.
They were afraid of
yeah.
what was happening. They didn't
right.
know how bad it was going to be.
Yep.
And so walking into an empty Ralph's store is a bizarre thing. And I remember thinking, I need to travel south someplace, you know, down to East LA or even further to a store that actually has groceries.
Right.
Because there's none around me.
Right.
It was super weird.
Yeah, and the traffic lights were all out.
Yep.
And everybody was going like 110. I'm like, you know, here's an idea. Maybe slow down.
Right.
You know, you're not going to really be able to get to an emergency room very quick if you get in an accident going 110 with no traffic lights.
Yeah, zero traffic lights, zero street lights.
Yeah.
So it was super bizarre.
They just finished the CVS, like, across the street from me, basically.
Did they?
They've been working on it for months. They were really happy about it, and it was devastated. It was, like, destroyed.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, huh.
What do you remember from the Northridge earthquake? 818-955-KLOS.
My wife's... dad was going to shut off the gas at a laundromat thing. It was like across the street or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it blew up just as he was walking up to it.
Wow.
Blew the door off of the laundromat, which went flying past his ear. He was fine. Didn't get hurt.
Missed him.
Wow. Yeah.
Missed him by that much.
The explosion was insane.
Yeah.
It's like, ladies and gentlemen, do turn off the gas after an earthquake. But be careful because it might blow up.
And I do remember that there was a lot of talk right after that earthquake of, I don't want this hanging over my head. I need to move. I need to get out of Southern California.
The property values became pretty affordable for a little while. It was kind of nice. Those of us who happily stayed were like, oh.
That was Northridge. I lived in Chatsworth at the time.
Oh, wow.
And it was, it was one of the craziest things I've ever lived through.
Yeah, I was here in Burbank, so it shook, but not as hard as a lot of people I knew.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was
crazy.
818-955-KLOS. What do you remember from the Northridge earthquake?
You know, the Beatles sang it was 20 years ago today. Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play. And as a kid, I always thought, wow, 20 years, that's a long time.
Yeah, that's forever.
30 years ago today, Northridge earthquake. I got a lot of exercise thanks to the Northridge earthquake.
Did you?
Yeah, because the elevators at the other station were out, so we had to climb up to the ninth floor. Do you remember that? I was jealous of Star because they were on the second floor. So you were talking about that picture. Did you post that on social?
I did, yeah, on Twitter.
It was on Balboa up in Granada Hills. The water main had broken and a gas line had broken. And so they fire and water together.
Yeah, it's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
Insane picture.
KLOS, hello.
The museum out here in the valley, this is the Valley Relics Museum. They posted the picture of exactly what Kevin is talking about, the fireball on Balboa.
Yep.
Yeah, that was
the strangest thing in the world.
Bizarre combo plate. That's not what you usually see.
I wasn't too far from there, and I was 11, rolled out of bed, and it crawled across the floor. My sister was one. My mother was terrified, came barreling down the stairs, barreling into the hallway, and punted me in the face. Didn't faze her at all. She was more worried about my sister, and I never got an apology or nothing. It was an injury.
Should we call her now and ask for an apology?
I remind her.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
Doing the right thing. KLOS, hello.
I had a waterbed at the time. Now, it's not what you think. It's not like I was, you know.
Right.
But I got so discombobulated because of all the, you know, because it felt like a freight train was going through my room.
Yep.
I literally, when I finally managed to get up, I went, you know, it was pitch dark, right? And so I'm trying to get to the door. But instead of going to the door to get out of the room, I went into my closet. but I didn't do it once. I did it, I think, twice. I was so out of whack.
Sure.
It crazy.
That's probably about the last place you want to go to.
That is hilarious that you went into your closet twice.
Yeah. Stupid earthquake.
I didn't understand it, how I did it two times in a row.
Of course.
Your brain was all shook up, especially thanks to the waterbed. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I'm calling about the Northridge earthquake.
Yes. What do you remember?
30 years ago today.
We were in the epicenter, and I was in a condominium complex, and the entire thing shook up and moved over like about a quarter to a half inch.
Woof-ta.
And I was rudely awakened, and it felt like a big old fist was, you know, slamming up underneath the apartment complex.
Right.
That's a good way of putting it.
My daughter was in a crib in another room.
Oh, no.
And I wanted to go see if she was okay, and her crib was in the middle of the room.
Wow.
She was passed out asleep.
Oh, sweet.
See, that's the way to be an infant in a big earthquake.
Right.
You won't know.
That's your choice.
Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
I was working late at my shop, and so I ended up going late on in my Airstream, which I had the front of it on a big old block, cinder block.
Right.
I knocked out, and it shook. It fell off the thing, and I ran out. I thought someone was messing with me. I ran out with my 12 gauge, and I'm like looking at the building next to me. All the glass is breaking, like, whoa. But I thought for sure someone was out there, like, knocked it over, like, messing with me.
That totally makes sense. I can see that. I mean, it had been a whole football team to knock the whole thing off the...
Yeah, no kidding.
That's pretty funny. That's crazy. 818-955-KLOS.
The Northridge earthquake was 30 years ago today. What do you remember?
I like the definition of a fist punching up from underneath the ground.
Hey there, Kevin Smuggo.
Hi there.
What about that earthquake?
Yes, 30 years ago.
Today.
Yeah, I remember it clear as could be. I live in Granada Hills. I'm right off Balboa. I saw that water and fire main blow out. Fire was there for 3 days straight.
Wow!
So much water on Balboa that it went over the sidewalk and up the property line.
I do remember when I turned right onto Balboa that the water was hitting my door.
Really?
It was that high.
Following you down the hill.
It was crazy.
Damn.
And it felt like I was in a dollhouse being shook up and down.
Wow. 3 days of fire, too. That's frightening, man.
That is frightening.
Especially up there.
And that's actually my second earthquake, because I lived through the 71 earthquake from Selmar in the valley.
Oh, man. No, thank you. I have an idea. No, thank you.
Hey, I'll take an earthquake once every great now and then instead of having a tornado or a hurricane four or five times a year.
Could not agree more. I hate a tornado. We were actually winning one in Kansas. It ripped up right across the street, tore everything up.
No, no,
and I'm
kidding.
Like, that's insane. Yeah. I think I'd have a shake once in a while rather than that. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
I remember not clear as day. I was in my mid-20s, and it just had my son, my first son, and my sister from back east came out to visit, and they were bringing a couple with them. They're great friends. So I was up early in the kitchen making coffee, and all of a sudden I felt it, and it started out slow, and then boom. Well, all of a sudden, that their family friend, she came running down the hall into the kitchen, nude, no clothes on. Screaming her head off.
Dark naked.
Yeah, and she didn't know what the hell was going on.
Right.
I go, that's just an earthquake. I go, don't worry about it. It'll go past us. It's normal out here. And she didn't even realize she didn't even have any clothes on. She was no panties, nothing.
Did you hold up a sign? Like, did you rate her, like, from 1 to 10?
Oh, I rated her like a solid 8.
Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hi there. Yeah, I woke up about 5 minutes before that sucker hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a pot of coffee in the kitchen, and that sucker went crack, and the bird jumped on top of my head. The wife jumped off the couch, and we lived out of the motorhome for about a week.
Oh, yeah. My wife had to live in motels for about 3 months. They couldn't get back into their place for like 3 months. It sucked. Hey, thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Okay, I was a window cleaner when this happened.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking straight up 6 stories of solid glass wall that I was cleaning, and it looked like there was a wave, like an ocean wave, going straight up for me. I was directly vertical of me.
Damn. And did any of the windows break?
No. Fortunately, this was the entrance of a big, giant office building. They had the big pillars, you know?
Yeah. Right.
The big pillars, so I made my way over wobbling. And I grabbed onto the pillar and fell to the ground. and there were people running out of the office building, and then finally they kind of scooped me up and brought me away from the building.
Damn, that's bananas. That's what crazy. I always think about as a window cleaner. I'm glad you called.
I never thought that would be the worst place to be.
You'd be like, you know, out and bam.
I never thought about that one time in my life.
Wow, dude, thank you very much for calling. That's insane. 818-955-KLOS.
The Northridge earthquake 30 years ago today. What do you remember?
Hey, Northridge earthquake.
Yep.
There was about a cord of firewood on the back of the house. We had this huge swimming pool. Earthquake hit, literally picked up the entire cord of firewood, floated it all the way across my backyard, under the fence, and into my neighbor's yard.
Wow.
We started looking for the firewood. We had no idea where it went. And we saw these chunks of wood literally stuffed under the fence. And we looked up over the fence, and there was my entire cord of firewood in my neighbor's backyard.
Yeah, that's a lot of really wood. That's crazy.
That is very bizarre. You woke up with wood, is what you're saying. Thanks for calling.
His neighbor woke up with wood.
Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, I was about 29 years old. At the time, I was cleaning pizza ovens for Little Caesars.
Right.
I got called because a pizza oven in Northridge was crushed by a steel beam that came out of the roof of Kmart the oven was in.
Oh, wow. My God. Whoa. And you had to clean that up?
Had to fix that?
You know, I took a look at it, and I had no idea at first what to do about it. But then it dawned on me because the corners were still open. The center was all that was pinched on one side, that a truck jack might pop it back open.
Wow.
Oh, that's good thinking.
That is good thinking.
And man, it just blew my mind when that thing just popped and it went right back in place.
Wow, that's brilliant. That's beautiful. And more pizza was to be had.
Correct.
As a result. Well done, sir. Thank you for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hey. So what I remember about Northridge, I was 14 years old. I woke up like 5 minutes before it happened to take a leak. And, I moved it everywhere except for the toilet.
That is a bad time for an earthquake to hit.
Wait, Mom, there was an earthquake. That's why it's everywhere. I know it's like that every single time, but, you know.
This time I have an excuse.
This time I have an excuse. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Are you guys talking about the earthquake?
We are. 30 years ago today.
Well, I was 3.5 years old, and one of my earliest memories, walking down the stairs, going to see my early morning cartoons, and my TV was laying on the ground, and I didn't know why.
That would baffle you.
Later, my parents told me I slept through one of the worst earthquakes ever.
Wow, that's so weird that kids can do that. That's so bizarre.
Yeah, they just nothing. Yeah,
yeah, just no idea.
The antique shelving in the parents' room was on its face too, but I didn't care about that because that wasn't for me. I just cared about my cartoons.
That's exactly. Not where your cartoons were, right? Tell them.
Sing it at them.
Songs in a row at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, that's what we like to do.
Songs in a row
at 5 o'clock.
Theme today is ride.
Let it ride. That was ride. A favorite game of mine. Did you ever play Let It Ride in Vegas? It's
yes.
Kind of gone now
didn't
for the most part.
It.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't really win on that.
I won quite a bit because you could sit there and keep taking your bets back. But all right, what do you got? Ride 818-955-KLOS, and you will not believe what is first.
Weird Al Yankovic here, and you're listening to Southern California's best polka, 95.5 KLOS.
What nonsense that is.
I really expect to hear Dr. Demento right now going, that's Weird Al Yankovic. G-Unit 11, great suggestion. Ride in the title. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS. We are doing Gimme 5.
Songs with ride in the title.
What do you got?
AC/DC, Ride On.
Nice one. Hey, I like that one. You know, people say that's their mellow one, but I mean, it still picks up kind of in the middle. I don't think they ever did it.
AC/DC doesn't do mellow.
I mean, it's a little chill.
Sure.
You know, but good one. Who's this?
Henrik and Galina.
Oh, a lot of really good songs with Ride in the title.
Yeah, I like that.
I was hoping to get to Metallica, Ride the Lightning, but it's so long, so I guess we're going to have to find another excuse to play that sometime soon.
All right. We can figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
People are dumb. You're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
I don't know if you've heard of the Sacred Monkey Forest located in Indonesia.
I have not, but with my obsession with monkeys, I'm very much on board with this story already.
They have the macaque. I'm not positive how you say the name of that.
Yeah,
I did go to YouTube to figure out exactly how to say it.
Right.
And this guy gives us a very good, detailed explanation.
Thoughtful of him. Let's hear.
We are looking at how to pronounce this word, as well as how to say more interesting and related words and some of the most mispronounced ones in English. So make sure to stay tuned and consider subscribing for more learning.
And more sexy
this is,
talk.
Of course, the name of a type of monkey. How do you say it? Macaques. Macaques. Pretty straightforward. Once you know, you don't want to stress on the second syllable.
Second syllable.
Macaques.
Sure. Macaques. Okay.
Good
both
to know.
British and American pronunciations are similar here.
Similar, okay.
As macaques. Right. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching. So this place is renowned for having the...
Macaques.
Monkey.
All right, sure.
And I don't know if you know, but they are considered the smartest non-human primate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which one? What kind of?
Macaque.
That kind of monkey.
That one,
gotcha.
Yeah. They will literally lure in tourists and take something from them.
Love it.
And then, like, want some food back.
Hey,
and
you
then,
know what? Oh, you're kidding.
And then they'll return the personal item.
Wow.
Yes.
Look, I stole this from you. This is your hotel room key. If you'd like it back from the monkey that is known to America and the world as...
Macaques.
Then you have to give me some food.
Right.
I love that monkey. I love everything about that monkey.
There's a reason that the animal sanctuaries make a point to tell visitors not to get too close to the...
Macaques.
Of course, they don't pay any attention. Oh, let's get as close as we possibly can to that monkey.
There was an unidentified woman who was visiting the sacred monkey forest full of
macaques
in Indonesia when she got up close and the monkey managed to grab her passport.
Yeah, I got a passport score.
Waited for food, got none.
Oh.
Tore up her passport.
Yes! Yes! That is the best monkey ever.
Score one for the
macaque.
Yeah.
Tore up her passport.
Oh, no food, huh?
How about that? How about you stay in Indonesia for the rest of your life? We have four tickets for you to see the LA Kings take on the Nashville Predators tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. We're going to do some hockey slang right now. We will take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck on that. And you can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets.
Hey, let's give away some Kings tickets. Whoa! Hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is Carlos.
Carlos, you calling for the Kings tickets tomorrow night?
Yeah.
All right, we have four of them. We're going to do some hockey slang. What are chiclets? Okay. What are chiclets in hockey?
Oh, man. Chiclets?
Chiclets.
the puck.
The puck is incorrect.
Damn.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, dude.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I was calling up for the hockey slang.
Yes, we're going to do some hockey slang. What are chiclets?
Chiclets.
Chiclets.
That's the your teeth, right?
That is your teeth.
Hey, I even knew that one.
That's
Yay!
Correct.
I was like thinking, is it teeth? Should I ask, is it teeth?
It is teeth. Well done. You got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Nashville Predators. It's tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena, and everybody else can get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets, and you got them for free.
Fantastic. That's awesome. Kevin and Sluggo, love you guys.
5-5-5, KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. A guy in Connecticut dug up his neighbor's front yard claiming that they were pirates.
The neighbors were all pirates.
Yes.
And we guessed he's looking for hidden treasure.
Hidden treasure.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
Wouldn't they put it in the backyard?
Or up on a mast, you know, way up high in the crow's nest.
Why are they living in Connecticut?
And why are they pirates?
There was a snake on a plane out of Bangkok with a snake on it. Yeah, there was a plane that actually had a snake on it.
So the movie premise is actually totally believable.
Correct.
None of that
happened twice on this airline. People are dumb. A woman got her passport stolen by a monkey that ripped it apart, probably stranding her in Indonesia for the rest of her life.
Because the monkey is used to people, when they steal something from them, giving them some food in exchange.
It's
they
a
give
treat.
Them back. But they wouldn't, so the lady's passport ripped in just pieces in front of her. I love that monkey. That's my favorite monkey ever. All right, I'm off to pet the monkey, the wonderful monkey of Oz.
I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We are doing an intimate and private performance from Puddle of Mud at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room on February 2nd at 1 p.m. We'll take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS if you would like to join us to see that.
Yeah, good luck. Be caller 25 right now. You're going. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, this is Lenny.
Lenny, what if you were caller 25?
Awesome.
Ha-ha.
You are caller 25, and you won the tickets.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It is February 2nd at 1 p.m. We are doing Puddle of Mud at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. And Marcy and myself are going to be hosting it. And you're going to be there.
Oh, wow.
Wear something sexy, will you?
Wear something sexy? I think I can do that.
Right on. Hold on. We'll get your info. Don't wander off. Hold on a second.
Do I have to wear something sexy too?
Yeah, of course you do. Not Marcy, though. She can wear whatever she wants. We don't care.
That is true, yeah. We are bringing you Puddle of Mud. We have two tickets to see Puddle of Mud at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. It's a tiny little private place. You'll get to see him play and be interviewed. Marcy and myself are going to be hosting, and it's going to be February 2nd at 1 p.m., and we'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Kurt.
Kurt, you're caller 25.
All right.
Well done. That's you got great. Tickets to see Puddle of Mud at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. We're going to be there February 2nd at 1 p.m., and you will be there with us.
Excellent. Sounds good.
The Beatles actually had yet another number one song on the UK charts. That one went to number one.
I can see why.
New Beatles song Now and Then. And late last year, Paul McCartney put out a book called The Lyrics, 1956 to the Present, talking about a ton of the songs he's written over all the years and all the details behind him.
Did he talk about Someone's Knocking on the Door? Someone's ringing the
That's
bell?
Your favorite song ever. Let him in. Wings. But he did actually do an interview about the very first song he ever wrote, like when he was really young. And if you find Paul McCartney on his social media, you can hear all about that. You can listen to that interview. It was on this day in rock in 1967 when London's Daily Mail ran an article about potholes in Blackburn, Lancashire, which inspired John Lennon to mention that in A Day in the Life. Jason Newsted left Metallica on this day in rock in 2001 after trying to convince his bandmates to take a year off so they could pursue side projects.